Greetings, Only Tans. Today is Friday, March 29th. And yesterday I had Mike Weisberg on the show. We talked quite a bit about the gambling integration into the NBA app. We also talked about the latest in NBA Top Shot and also the latest in NBA in the playoff picture and teams that Mike felt good and not so good about. We had a good time with the chat. I hope you can make it the next time. Thursdays at 4 p.m. Eastern. We gave away a couple of rare moments thanks to our sponsors at floaty.io. If you are looking to buy or sell NBA Top Shot or other Flow Project NFTs, definitely you should be doing that on floaty.io. Keep in mind that nothing in this episode should be considered financial advice. And let's jump right into it. Oh, hello, everybody. How are you all doing? It's a lovely Thursday in March, 28th to be exact. Good Friday is tomorrow for all the people who celebrate, and it's the year 2024. How's everybody doing? We have our guest today is Mike Weisberg. He will be on in a little while, and we will talk the latest in the NBA and NBA Top Shot and whatever else you guys want to talk about in the chat. Maybe you want to talk about frog hunting, whatever you want to talk about, we'll talk about. But it's good to be here. It's good to be with all of you. And, of course, those of you who would like to win a rare moment, we have two rare moments up for grabs. We have a Kelly Oubre and a Josh Hat. And what's great about this as well is, like, these guys are probably going to get a lot of run in these next couple weeks. I'd say that they might even get more useful than they were before, perhaps. And also, we are allowing people to have an entry for at least one of those moments from Twitter, because I felt bad for the Filipinos who had to watch this show at 5 o'clock in the morning to try to win a rare moment. I don't want to make people wake up at five in the morning to win a rare moment. So if you still haven't entered, you can go to my Twitter. That's at TandyMan0 if you haven't entered. And you are still able to enter to have one extra chance at one of these rares. Otherwise, just stick around for the show and you'll be able to win just by hanging out. Now, how good is that? And of course, the reason why this is possible is thanks to our sponsor. That's floaty.io. We are very happy to have Floaty as our sponsor. Okay, well, how is everybody doing? I think we can already start a little Twitch guy, because we have a few Twitch guys in here. Let me see how many Twitch guys are in the chat. Oh, we still only have one Twitch guy, but let's start out with Twitch guy nice and early.
Twitch guy!
That's right. Hello to the Twitch guy bag holder. Thank you for being here, sir. Anyhow, guys, what should we talk about, though? Like, what's on your minds? I'm glad that I have Weisberg on today, because with this time change, I have like one less hour to get ready for the show. And that means even less preparation. But here we are. We're here. We're together. We had a pack drop recently. We have a pack drop that's just announced some more rares. There's people that are up in arms. Little drama. We love drama, of course. The drama at the moment is that Anthony Edwards has a bunch of challenge reward moments. I don't know. We'll see. I personally don't think that's such a big deal, just because he's one of the best players in the NBA and it just worked out that way, right? Yeah, we can talk about this for a second. The 10 trade ticket pack for one trade ticket. Yeah, this was a questionable one. If you care about the value of what goes in and what comes back out. I'm curious, though, how many people went ahead and bought those. Did they sell out? I imagine that they do, just because we love ripping packs. We don't care how bad the odds are. We just love ripping packs. And I think that you know, that's part of like the way that gets us to a better place on the marketplace. Honestly, if people are making these long shot trade-ins, because you're just getting rid of so much junk and you might not get something good 90% or 95% of the time, but that's just the game and that's okay. And it wasn't necessarily a $10 worth of trade tickets, because most likely people could have bought on floaty or sold on floaty. So it's probably more like $3 to $5 worth to get one trade ticket most likely in return. Not a great option, but you know, if you just love ripping, you just love ripping. What can I say? And yeah, what else we got? We also have news that Fast Break is coming back tomorrow, I believe. So that is exciting. I, of course, am excited about Fast Break coming back tomorrow, because I admit that without Fast Break, I'm just not as interested. I mean, I actually like stay up really too late for my time, right? Because these NBA games start at like midnight, 1 a.m., and I'll find myself up, or the baby will wake me up and it'll be like 3 in the morning. I'll be like, yes, now I can check how many assists Domantas Sabonis has. That's what Fast Break does to me. All right, let's see. What am I missing here in the chat? Wow, look at that. QA scored a white MGLE from the trade ticket pack. That's incredible. Black History over here just quacking like a crazy duck. Lots of quacking in the chat from Black History today. And Mr. Kicker says, they were hustle and show and extra spice that were needed for challenges. So not so bad. Better than a regular trade ticket. That's true. If you want to complete the challenges, or if someone else is completing those challenges, then that makes those moments worth at least like a buck, I'd say. I don't know. We can take a look what they're worth on the marketplace. We also had some interesting news, by the way. I thought pretty interesting news, where Michael Porter Jr.'s brother, I didn't realize there was a brother of Michael Porter Jr. in the NBA, but apparently there is. By the way, we got two Twitch guys at the moment. That's like a 100% increase of our normal number. Michael Porter Jr.'s brother, named like Jeremias Porter Jr., he plays on like the Raptors, I suppose, allegedly. And he has been in the news for all the wrong reasons, because apparently the fix was in, and he was doctoring his numbers for the people betting on him, prop betting on him. And you know, I have two thoughts about this. Number one, who the hell is betting, prop betting on Demetrius Porter Jr.? I didn't even know that you could bet on that guy. Usually when I look at the lines, there's like, you know, the players you expect, you know, you can't bet on Jebediah Porter Jr. He's just not on there. So I don't know who's betting on what sports book is allowing all that action on this dude. But anyhow, that was the story there. I think the bigger story, though, aligns with this idea that the NBA is completely in bed with sports gambling. Completely in bed. Like, remember when sports gambling in the NBA was something that David Stern didn't want to have one to do with the other? Referees were rigging games. They are blackballed and thrown out of the NBA. Nowadays, what is going to be happening, as far as I saw a screenshot of what they expect to happen, is like DraftKings will be native inside of the NBA.com app or the NBA app. And you'll actually see a moving line, and you'll be able to bet on games, on probably on player props too, if you want to bet on Demetrius Porter Jr., right there inside the app as you're watching the game. And I guess you could call me a prude. You could call me an old man at this point, but what the hell? How is that okay? Why does gambling have to be shoved down our throats? And listen, that's coming from someone. I've worked in the gambling industry. I've had a sports gambling sponsor on this show, and I welcome more of them. My DMs are open. However, it's for adults. It's for grown men and women. It's not so that anyone who has access to an NBA.com app, be it a 14-year-old child or whoever else, is completely inundated with gambling references and gambling lines and gambling everything. It's all over the place now, and I think it's embarrassing, and I think the NBA needs to do better. So now Weisberg is correcting me. It's just Jontay Porter. Don't tell me the right name, sir. I will decide what his name is today. And Perfect Cereal says people are going to be cheering and booing based on parlays. We also saw Jason Tatum, by the way. That was just so okay. I like that Weisberg disagrees. Let's go for it in a few minutes. But Jason Tatum was also in the news saying that he kind of feels bad for fans when they're telling him, Tatum, I need another three from you, or Tatum, get one less rebound, please. And he's like, I feel bad that those people are losing money. No, I don't think you need to feel bad that those people are losing money. And I think it's embarrassing. You know, it takes away from the authenticity of the sport. You don't want to watch basketball thinking that these players are thinking about how many points they need to score or not score. It just doesn't sound right. That grinds my gears. I don't like it. I don't like it. So here we go. Boston Bay. Boston Bay says it's like an extension, though. It's fine in all caps. It links with your Gambo accounts, which is innovation. Okay, so he's saying it links with your gambling accounts. Sure, but are you trying to tell me that if you don't have gambling accounts, you don't see any of this stuff? Because part of my problem is that you could have no reason to be interested in gambling whatsoever, but still, the halftime show is all about gambling. You know, that gambling is everywhere. So I don't know if that's the case. If you have to opt in, if it checks your age, etc., then okay, maybe we can allow it, but still. He says, we should applaud innovation, Tandy, you. I'm not going to say that part out loud, but I love it. Thank you, Boston Base. And Black History says the owners are most definitely manipulating the scores of the games. You see, we're creating conspiracy theories now, and he's probably right, because you would imagine that these owners could potentially put like millions of dollars on the line, or, you know, through a bunch of different accounts and so on. Hi, buddy. That's my son. Anyway, why don't we invite Mr. Weisberg onto the floor? I have a feeling he's going to have a lot to say. So what should we introduce him with? Let's see here. I got to choose a good one. I can't find a good one that I like too much. So I'm just going to introduce him with a Kawhi laugh. All right. Well, there's my son in the background. Hello, aww. Mr. Weisberg.
Hello, friend. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm got to mute myself for a second. Weisberg, take the stage while I deal with my son for a couple minutes. Hold on.
Yeah, no worries. I got it. What's up, guys? Wow. I'm hosting Tandy Show, sponsored by Floaty. We are going to be giving away some rare moments. Yeah, homie, you know from the morning show today, I just got a new Mac Mini, and my external dock is not working with my new lights, my Zoom lights, so. It's a bit of an experience in terms of my lighting right now, but it is what it is. What's up, guys? I do have a lot of thoughts on the gambling front. Some of you who watched the NBA bit this morning, this is going to be a little repetitive, but on the Jonte Porter stuff, Jonte's in a world of hurt. He right now, we don't know all of the details, but we do know that he went out in two of the games, one on March 20th, I think the other one was in mid-February, where he went out with injuries and all of the unders hit, leading both DraftKings and FanDuel to say those were the biggest losses in the night in the prop category. Hey, Tandy's back.
All right. Well, Mike, thank you for taking over for that little period of time. This time change is what screws me. It's an hour earlier. But anyway, Mike, why don't we got a little sticker. So go for it, Mike. What do we say when we get a sticker?
No, I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it.
Oh, boo. Well, ice cream's so good. Jump shoot. Yes, yes. Strong woman. Grrr. Thank you. thank you to jump shoot. And ooh. Hear some weird noises. This is a weird stream already. I hear like strange noises. I think it's raining here. But anyways, so Weisberg, you said you had some strong opinions.
Yeah, based on what I'm just going to quickly jump into the Jonte thing, and then we can talk broadly about gambling and kind of the state of where it is, particularly with the NBA, but sports broadly. So in Jonte's case, the unders all hit. Now, the weird thing about this was he claimed an eye aggravation injury. But if you watch the film, which Tom Haberstroh did, It didn't look like there was any kind of eye injury. It was very convenient. Now, Jonte is someone who, as you mentioned, Tandy, is the younger brother to Michael Porter Jr. He's making a little over $400,000 on a two-way contract. He's also someone who has been very active in crypto, much like us. And much DJ. Like us, he's very much a DJ. He's jumped on podcasts. He has.
Wait a second. Are you telling me we need to send him a DM right now?
I mean, he probably won't respond. But he also has a premium Discord where you can get tips, according to Matt Moore of Action Network. So I think it's the most likely scenario with this is I think he let some people know in Discord that, hey, I'm dealing with an eye thing. I'm supposed to play, but I may not stay the entire game. Hammer some unders.
That's bullshit, though.
Oh, it is. It is. I'm not saying it's right. And by the way, no one got paid out, apparently.
Good.
They recognized the fraud right away because they're like, why are people betting this percentage of unders on Jonte Porter? And once they realized what had happened, they just didn't pay out the numbers.
Okay.
So, you know, to me, as far as the Jonte stuff goes, I think it's a sign the system worked.
Sure.
Because they immediately recognized the fraud and they were like, hey, this is how we deal with this. That said, when we get to your broader point on gambling integration across the board, I think in America generally, gambling has always been a third rail. You know, you look at sports books in Europe, they've had sports books in stadiums for years, decades even, where gambling's been normalized across the board there.
But Mike, it's different though. I'll say it's different because here's my point. Okay, so I'm in Portugal, and the teams might have a logo on their chest or on their arm, right? The companies here are called BetClick, let's say. But the difference is you don't have something show up in the middle of the match, and all of a sudden the Charles Barkley of soccer shows up, and Kenny and Charles show up, and they're saying, "Well, what do we think about this line?" That doesn't happen. So I think that part is like a more of like a perverse integration into the broadcast, if you ask me.
I think the key on that aspect of it is what we're going through now is this revolution of these betting companies wanting to acquire new customers, right? And what's the easiest and broadest way to do that? Is to integrate with the leagues. And to integrate with the broadcast. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying, like, what they're trying to do is acquire as many customers as possible. Once they've acquired enough customers, a lot of that money from a marketing perspective is going to largely shrivel up. So I think we're going through this massive expansion in terms of, like,
sure,
these gambling companies throwing money at all of these companies and podcasts and whatever else. But I think that number is going to die down over time. Mm-hmm. Now, look, I think what the league is doing with League Pass is pretty aggressive. Like, the idea that they're integrating League Pass so that, as you mentioned, you can live bet on games, either on DraftKings or FanDuel, that's pretty fucking wild. Like, that's another step that I hadn't seen before. Coming the same week as the Jonte Porter scandal. That said, I do understand your point of, and you haven't entirely gone here yet, but I think it's a fair part of it. It's pretty frictionless. Like, if you want to get involved, it ain't hard if you're over 18 or over 21, depending on the state.
All you need is a credit
card.
And that's fine. I mean, it's not hard
to
get involved.
Now the question is, does it need to be shoved down your throat? Probably not. But that's what we are. Like,
and what about the parents? Going
to spend a ton of money.
I know, but what the point is, no one thinks about, you know, and again, I'm not trying to be like the prude, but what about the parents who's watching this with their 12-year-old son? Like, he's going to see that. And that's going, you know, he never would have seen that otherwise. And now it's being shoved down his throat. And that's the part that I don't like. I think if it was some kind of KYC.
The counter to that is that oftentimes gambling would be done through an illegal bookie. And yes, would it not be as prevalent? Sure. But it's gambling was still going to be happening regardless. The only difference here is the exposure level.
Are we seeing call girl advertisements during the show too? I mean, sure, you can be a responsible adult and pay for women, but do we need to see?
Well, that's technically illegal.
Well, whatever. whatever the case may be, man. You know what I mean? Like alcohol, they kind of tiptoe around it. In my opinion, this would be the equivalent.
That's still a thing. You know, like Coors. You know, the NFL presenting sponsor. Or Bud Light, the official sponsor of the NBA. Like, they're not actively telling you to drink. They're just saying we're connecting with this brand. The counter that I would make to you is, look, I think gambling is, for a lot of people, probably not the best, for lack of a better term, best bet for them. There's a reason why we have all these casinos in Vegas. And there's a reason why all of these companies have popped up. That said, if you're doing it responsibly and you have an understanding of what you're doing, I don't see it as any different of a vice as people who drink or smoke weed or any other vice that you got. Like, if you really want to make the comparison, alcohol is way worse for you than gambling.
Okay.
Gambling only impacts your bank account.
But there's a difference.
Liquor impacts your body long term, hurts your potential, like how long you'll live. Like,
no one's disagreeing.
Things that sports are connected to.
No one's disagreeing with you, Mike. The point is, my point is that, first of all, I'm sure you're aware that, and I don't know how we got here, by the way, talking about tonight, but when you are talking about liquor and alcohol, for example, when they are advertising on sports, I'm sure you're aware, and people are aware in this chat, that they're not allowed to actually drink. You can't see someone actually drinking the liquid if you're not aware of that. That's part of the rules of marketing around liquor or around beer. Yep. So you'll always see someone holding it. You'll never see someone drinking it. The point is, when Chuck and Kenny come on at halftime and say, you know what? I think I'm taking the under. That, to me, is the equivalent of someone showing up, holding that bottle and chugging it right in your face. That's the difference. There's no line, there's no taboo sort of gray area. It's literally shoved directly down your throat. And that's the problem I have with it. And that's coming from someone who has gambled. I've sports bet. As soon as I was 18, I was a degen. I've lost money sports betting. I've lost money playing poker, made some, lost some. That's fine. Like, any adult should be able to make awful decisions if they want to. My point is, I just don't like how it's sort of taken over the broadcast at this point. And it's like shoved down our throats. And especially because there's going to be kids who don't know any better and gambling addicts that don't know any better. And like, it doesn't need to be shoved to this degree. That's all I'm saying. Like, we don't need to spend the whole hour talking about gambling and sports, but like, that's just how, I guess that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
There we go. You got to the Stone Cold line. I thought you'd get there. It took you a minute, but you got there. yeah, it's funny. It's funny because I'm going to be releasing my underdog picks in less than an hour. But like, you know, I think it's all relative. And the interesting thing from an NBA perspective to me is, yes, those marketing integrations are getting tighter. And the funny thing about players complaining, just as an aside, is players being like, hey man, it is real different. You know, people are yelling at me about these props. Well, there's two parts of this. There's a business side, which is the reason why the salary cap is going up is because you have these gambling integrations. It's one of the reasons, along with your TV rights deal. And the other thing is, I think the interesting thing about that part of it is, it's like, well, I think it would just be something different that they would yell at you. People are assholes generally in public places, especially in public places where there's alcohol and they're going to be unrestrained in saying or doing what they want. The only difference is now is that their money is involved. So they're going to be even more vocal about it. Right. So like, I think that's where it gets weird because it's like, well, you, if someone wasn't saying, hey, you didn't hit my over 29 and a half points, rebounds, assists, get another assist, it would likely be, hey, man, you fucking suck. Like, it's not that different. The only difference is that people's money's involved, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I'm sure there's always going to be assholes, but I think that when you start introducing money, that's like putting gasoline on a fire. But anyways, we're going to give away some moments tonight, as you are well aware. And I wanted to run a race, first of all, so we can see who is the first moment we're going to give away. And the way this is going to work is the first moment that we're going to give away will be open as well to the people who retweeted and such on Twitter. So I'm going to collect those names and collect the names here, and we're going to figure out who's going to win this. So let's see if it's going to be Josh Hart or Kelly Oubre.
I'm good, not great at Fast Break.
So it's a shortened race. Have you ever gotten a rare pack on Fast Break, Mike?
I've gotten to the second tier. I haven't gotten to the third yet. Okay. So I've come close. Like, I think both the last two times I've ended up like one or two wins short. So
Okay. Right. So it's Kelly Oubre and Josh Hart neck and neck. Josh Hart has the lead, though, with 3 seconds left. If he doesn't get rugged, Josh looks to be our winner. And Josh Hart is our winner. So there you go. Congratulations, Josh Hart. You have won the right to be given away first. So there you go, Josh Hart. Now I'm going to have to go collect a bunch of names. And Mike, if you want to select a comment or something like that in the chat and respond, then go ahead and do that for a second while I go pick some of these names and figure out who's going to win this Josh Hart.
I don't think I can actually start a comment.
Oh, you can't?
No.
Okay. Well, I'll look quickly.
I can take over. I just can't. I can't do mod comment.
Let me see. Here. There you go. Read that one, Mike. Have at it.
Would people saw change if an NBA player was going through the process of buying a moment? Would it be the same thing as that gambling analogy? To an extent, I think that's. One sec. Sorry, family member was calling. Anyway.
All good.
I think it's I don't think it's that different. You know, ultimately, people are spending money on what is in essence a gambling product. NBA Top Shot, despite being collectible, really people are gambling at its core. You know, would you be mad, Tandy, if NBA Top Shot was all over? Like NBA broadcasts, and they were saying, hey, like, go buy a pack, knowing damn well that your odds of getting a rare were really low. It'll pump your bags, though.
The question, I mean, because that's kind of the dream, isn't it? That NBA Top Shot was all over the broadcast.
Raises this conflict of interest, isn't it?
Yeah, this actually creates a kind of an interesting conversation. I don't think it's as direct. I also think that Top Shot.
Oh, really? Like Top Shot putting out like a bunch of like even trade ticket packs, like the trade ticket packs you're talking about. Like, you don't think that's necessarily bad for the market? Like, all right, even the rares. Like most money, I bought an MGLE pack this week. Okay. Did I open my pack? Yeah. Could I flip it for $20 more? Yeah. But I ripped it. I ended up with an Emmanuel quickly. I think it was like number 61. Okay. And the race to get to the marketplace was quick.
But that's timing, right? So like we could go look at what that pack is looking at right now.
I'm getting to the point of like.
Get to the point, Mike.
The point is, obviously, the packs are priced the way they are. But you are gambling, in essence, with your money. So if we were marketing on a mass scale, and we were telling people, hey, go buy these packs. And a whole bunch of people came in, much like February 20, when they're like, oh, this is crazy. I could buy or sell these packs for X amount of money, but also I could sell these moments in the marketplace for X amount. But you know that you're going to be taking a loss. I think that's the more interesting part of it.
Well, the only thing I would say is, again, it's like no different than physical cards, really. So like if Topps can advertise themselves all over a broadcast, then so can Top Shot. And also, you know, yeah, I guess that's just the way I feel about it. It's not, there's definitely a link, and like buying packs is a form of gambling for sure. But for some reason, it doesn't feel the same to me. Maybe that's because I like NBA Top Shot and I have a stream about it for over 2 years. Perhaps that might have something to do with it. But this is the price, by the way, of the metallic gold. So you can see that the pack, as soon as it was released, was being sold for around 96, 98, etc. And then that evening, it was up by around 100. It looks like it peaked at around midnight when all the D-gens were sitting on their couch at around 132. I mean, again, it's only two days, but now it's sort of taken a little bit of a drawdown. So now we're at around 115. There's only three available though at 115. So yes, if you had waited a little bit longer and not gone with those rent seekers, you probably could have gotten a little more profit. But that has been a theme this entire series, where you buy a pack and you can make a profit. And I have to hand it to Top Shot for just really giving us the chance to do that. And it also helps out the marketplace that it's not people ripping all their moments and listing all their moments at once. I think it's just a healthier way of doing it. And I'm happy to see people get wins. I mean, you could have held on to that pack, got a little bigger of a win if you wanted to. And it's a fun decision that you get to make every day. All right. So let's see here, guys. If you want to get in on the Josh Harts, so far I have my names on the wheel from Twitter. Now I need to get the names on the wheel from the chat. So what I want you to do is spam the chat. Write anything you want in the chat. Tell us how Weisberg is right and I'm wrong, or I'm right and right Weisberg is wrong, or you can tell us what you had for lunch or breakfast.
I'm usually wrong. It's fine.
You could also just say quack. That's fine. You could quack in the chat. You could got a Twitch guy quicking in the chat as well.
I love that, right? Mets is just relentless with the Janie content. It's fantastic.
Listen,
Mets, look forward to seeing you at Summer League this year, big guy.
There you go. Boston Bates had a chicken sandwich. That's what we like to see. All right, so we got another couple minutes, guys. Get your quacks in the chat or whatever you have. And let's see. I can show off my favorite part about Easter, which is this right here. Chocolate eggs. Who likes chocolate eggs? Throw it in the chat. If you like chocolate eggs, let's see it. I personally like chocolate eggs. All right, let's see. I know I have one Twitch guy that I don't want to miss. So Twitch guy was up here, More Tree. We don't want to miss More Tree, because otherwise Nightbot doesn't get the
Twitch guys. Are you more of a chocolate egg guy or a peeps guy?
Skeets is here, so he's ready to gamble.
Skeets!
What'd you say, Weisberg?
Are you more of a chocolate egg guy, or are you a peeps guy?
Oh, come on, Weisberg. How dare you ask me such a question? You really think I'm a peeps guy?
I mean...
Are you a peeps guy?
I do enjoy a solid sugar rush.
Oh, my God. Are you still eating peeps in your old age? Are you going to CVS and coming home with a...
No, I mean, I'll go to Easter functions with family, and they'll be there, and I'll have some. It's
wow. Fine. When you see the peeps laid out, first of all, do you have a preference as to color? You got the yellow, the pink, the blue. Is there? Do you go for
the
certain blues color?
Are disgusting. No. Don't wow. Be eating the blue peeps.
I wasn't expecting this.
You go with the yellow or the pink.
Okay.
Just saying.
Well, you know, I can't do peeps. I think peeps are gross. But anyways, let's get
diabetes
these names in the chat. Let's make sure everyone's in here. Let me make sure Moore's in here. More Twitch guy. Let's get him in there. All right. So we have 119.
I'm really excited to win this rare, by the way.
119 entries. You know, this is a lot more of a pain in the ass to do it this way, but I'm doing it for those in the Philippines. So I hope that someone from the Philippines wins this right now. Okay. I hope we see a Filipino username or however we're going to do this. Floaty's in there too, but Floaty's not going to win. Don't worry. So let's spin it and see who gets a Josh Hart rare moment.
Which would be great for Fast Break, by the way.
Yeah, it's going to be a great fast break moment. Let's see. Michael's Co. 74. I think that's definitely a Twitter user. So congratulations to Michael's Co. 74. If you're watching the stream, fantastic. If you're from the Philippines, even better. So let's write a name here. Michael's Co. 74 has won the Josh Hart. And later on in the show, everybody, don't worry. We're also going to be giving away that Kelly Oubre Jr. And we'll keep on giving away wonderful rares every single week. All you got to do is show up and listen to Weisberg.
Did you see the Kelly Oubre thing last night, by the way?
I didn't. Did he get hit by another bike?
Oh, no, no. He did not get hit by a fucking bike. Or he did not get hit while on his bike, to be clear.
Didn't he get hit by a bike? I thought he got hit
He was on his bike and got hit by a car, allegedly. Oh, it's never been fully clear what happened with that. During the Clippers-Sixers game last night, end of the game, Uber drives. I think this was an OT. Gets fouled, but the refs don't call it. They call it basically a Paul George block. So George blocks him at the rim. Nick Nurse loses his shit. Starts yelling at the officials. Oubre follows behind him. And let me hold on. Let me see if I can grab this off Twitter real quick. This is not planned. I'm just gonna pull it up anyway.
See if you can grab that off Twitter.
Let's find it. Okay, here we go. I got it. Let me present.
So people are asking if 119 was a record. 119, that was because there was like 90 people who did the Twitter giveaway part of it, I think. And then another 30 of you here were making comments in the chat. So that's how the 119 number got there. And Top Shot Hot Shot's going to win one of these days. You'll see. Don't worry, Top Shot Hot Shot's coming. I feel good about it.
All right, here we go. Can you see this?
Yep.
Where'd he go?
We're watching
full the screen clip on this now. Bad boy. And this is Kelly Oubre. Rip leaders. Tell me what he says here.
Something about your face.
No, he says, you're a bitch. Your mom's a bitch. Your grandma's a bitch.
your uncle's a bitch. Your nephew's
a bitch.
He
literally insulted all of the refs' families.
I love it. That's very nice. Very nice work, Kelly Oubre. The best part, too, is while wearing the jersey, City of Brotherly Love, with the love nice and bold.
Just openly like, you're a bitch. excellent content, Oubre. Really, really, really adore it.
Mike, tell me, Mike, what is your take currently? By the way, we can also build a fast break lineup, even though I haven't done my planning for the week, which I like to do. But we can still look at it together. Why don't we actually do that now? Because I like fast break and you should too. So let's look at fast break right now. If you haven't looked at your fast break yet, you are able to do, I believe, at least your first two nights, if not more. So there's your night one is five players to hit 130. Night two is five players with 12 threes and 12 free throws. So that's going to be a challenge, but there's definitely players that can do it. So without looking at the rest of the week, I guess let's just build a lineup here. That's what people came to see. Five players for 130 points.
One thing to note is the second day does have a much smaller slate.
Okay.
So the day after the 130-point competition, you have a slate that features Boston, New Orleans, Memphis, Orlando, Milwaukee, Atlanta. And that's the 12 three-pointers made, 12 free throws made. So understand that going in that you might want to save some of those players for that second slate, depending on what you're looking for.
Sure. I for one think that you gotta kind of go chalk. Like when you're starting out in this game, don't get too cute, in my opinion. I will probably go back though and look over the whole 2 week run and see who I need on certain days, but I will probably go pretty chalk here. You know, Luka, KD, Brunson. I mean, you're probably just kind of going with the top names here. Like I would do something like this most likely. And there you go.
I would instead of Fox. Well, so go down a little bit.
Yeah.
Just to see what you have as far as rares and everything else. You know what I might do? Let me see the matchup. Actually, as I'm here, I'm looking at it right now. I might go with DeMar DeRozan as your fifth instead of Fox, partially because you already have one of his rares. So you have two opportunities there with DeRozan. I like the matchup against Brooklyn. They give up a ton of mid-range points, relatively speaking. It's not a great defense. Like, I like Mikal Bridges a lot, but that's not a great defense, particularly over the last 10 games. I like DeRozan there a ton to give you a decent amount of points. Luka obviously makes sense. Durant makes sense. Brunson makes a ton of sense.
Book, yeah, the Spurs give up a lot of Spurs give up a lot of points.
I wouldn't do Book against OKC personally. Look, I don't love how OKC looked last night, but I think they're a good enough defensive team. The only thought that I also have with OKC defensively is that SGA does have some injury stuff, so maybe potentially playing Book could be a good option if SGA is not playing. Let's go down. Let's keep looking at other options here. I'd stay away from Simons because the Portland guys have been a little weird in terms of some of the process. If you want to take a flyer, and it depends on how you feel about the remainder of it, Pascal Siakam could be interesting. Siakam's been on a heater. The only downside is that would be your only time using Siakam.
Right.
How do you feel about using rares versus using commons at this stage of the game? Do you prefer to use rares as a starting point on fast break?
Yeah, I think you do. I mean, I think you do. But at the same time, you definitely want to try to map it out over the 15 nights. I mean, I wouldn't just – some people do just go one night at a time. But anyways, I'm probably going to adjust this lineup. But that's just – we're just kind of doing it live, as Bill O'Reilly would say. But let's see.
We'll do it live.
Yeah, that's night one, and let's take a look at night two. So as Mike said, it's a very limited amount of games. You need free throws and you need three-pointers. CJ is great for threes.
Tatum, yeah, also with Brandon Ingram still out, CJ is going to be a great play.
Mm-hmm.
Trae Young.
How do you feel about Bane? Bane is healthy now?
Bane's back. Bane would be a good pick. I would save Dame Lillard.
Dame for threes.
I might save Dame.
Might save him. Yeah, I haven't looked at the whole run. I need to go look at the whole run.
I might save Dame long term. If you're looking for three, so the key here is the free throws.
Right?
Because you're gonna need to be able to get to the line enough to make the three pointers made work.
I didn't realize DeJounte was questionable.
DeJounte's questionable even tonight. I don't think he's going to play tonight. We'll see.
I think you could slot Jaylen Brown in there.
Jaylen could make a ton of sense, although Jaylen doesn't get to the line enough for me or hit enough threes.
Poor Zinger.
I'd rather play Kristaps Porzingis over Jaylen Brown here.
Yeah, let's get Zinger in there.
He's going to hit a lot of threes.
Let's get Zinger in there and maybe Jaren Jackson Jr. I mean, that's a lot of
maybe free throws. Or like if you want to target the free throws, I love Chris Middleton as a play.
Okay.
The other option would be Giannis if you have Giannis availability.
Yeah, I do. Why isn't he at the top? Where is he?
Because they're looking at threes.
Yeah, that's why.
So what I might do.
There's Giannis. He's questionable.
For now.
Whatever. Let's just do it. Let's just do it just to be done with the segment. And I'll definitely go back though and take another look at this. But
so anyhow. I think the key there is a free throws, right? Because you want to be able to get to the line enough to. So like I think there's this balancing act of how many guys are good 3-point shooters that can get to the line. So Tatum clearly hits that threshold. Bane's that kind of guy as well. He gets the line to a decent clip. CJ's definitely that kind of guy as well. KP, one of the most efficient players in the league, he doesn't get enough free throws for me that I would like, but he's still going to get you two or three threes. Maybe he gets you like four to five free throws if you're lucky. Giannis is going to get you a ton of free throws.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe like a Giannis or who else would be another big that might make some sense on the second day. Jaren would make some sense, as you mentioned. Paolo Banchero could be interesting too.
Yeah, definitely. That's a good pick.
Like,
as well.
I think Paolo, if you're targeting like two guys for free throws, basically, and the rest are going to be three-pointers and free throws, that's the way that I would look at it.
Sure.
Black History 365, you're right. CJ doesn't really shoot two free throws at a super high clip, but because Brandon Ingram's out, he's going to have a higher usage, relatively speaking. So we may get to the line a little bit more, would be the thought process.
All right. Well, before we continue, as you know, if you need any of these players, a good place to look would be on floaty.io. And, you know, there's some interesting features on floaty.io. If you are, for example, looking for a specific owner of a specific cereal, some very interesting negotiations go down in the DMs. And today's little video on floaty.io, we'll talk about this a little bit and educate you a little bit. So let's watch that. Have you ever been looking at moments on Floaty and thought to yourself, I want to see this moment on the NBA Top Shot platform. I want to see existing offers. I want to see sales history, etc. Well, I'm going to show you how to do that. I'm also going to show you how you can get in touch with the owner of these items and possibly negotiate. So let's say we're interested in this Luka Doncic Run It Back Origins Rare. Once you're on this screen, you're then going to tap this button, More Info. Once you're on this screen, you can now go to the NBA Top Shot listing by clicking this button, View NFT on Top Shot. You click that, it takes you to the actual serial, the actual moment right there. You can then see all the information you want to see on this page that you're used to, like offers, sales history, etc. Now let's say you want to negotiate with the owner of this item. What's cool here is you can now click this link here where it says owned by. If this person has set up their information on Floaty, you'll then see their Twitter and Discord, where you can now click their Twitter, for example, and then start messaging them right in here and say, hey, give me that Luka for a better price, bro. And if you want to make sure that people can talk to you on Floaty, then all you got to do is go to your settings and make sure that you are connected to your Twitter and or your Discord. All you do is just click the button, authorize it, and you're good to go. So if you want to find out more info on your items, if you want to be able to negotiate, then you got to do it this way on Floaty. Now back to the show. All righty then. Well, again, if you want to get in touch with Floaty, if you want to follow their socials, it's in the show notes. Get into their Discord, it's in the show notes. But when you see some of these big deals going down on Floaty, often there's some dealings going on behind the scenes. And if you want to be able to make those messages back and forth and you want to receive those back and forth as well, you need to make sure that you set that up on Floaty. So that's a great feature. I'd love to see that even more integrated on Floaty and on Top Shot for that matter. I'd like to see this kind of notion of being able to chat with different collectors, almost like when you go to the card show and you can have a discussion with that collector behind the desk and try to work out a deal. I think that's a part of the fun of collecting and trading cards in this case, right? But anyway, Mike, we're almost at the end of our time. We will give away that Kelly Oubre Jr., of course, to those of you who are in the chat. So you will have a much better chance of winning. It's going to be like, based on how many people usually type in the chat, like 1 in 30 instead of 1 in 119. But what are your thoughts right now, Mike, just in terms of like playoffs? We're almost in the playoffs. What are your thoughts? Who do you think, what are the Fakers? Who are the teams you think are going to make it through? Who are the teams that you think are not? What about the Lakers and the Warriors? That's the only thing that SportsCenter ever wants to talk about. What are your thoughts at the moment?
Well, it's funny you mention that. And by the way, just last quick fast break note. One guy I would target on day one, Jalen Green. Since we brought up the play-in, the Rockets have been torching up the charts. They won their last 10. They are now tied with the Warriors. And they are hot on their heels. Jalen Green's been playing phenomenal since the Sengun injury. Just to throw some numbers at you post All-Star break on him. 25-6-4 on 46-41 and 83 splits. And that 41% from three is on 9 threes a game.
Wow.
He is shooting at a high level. If teams come at a double with him, he's being able to dish to Fred VanVleet, who's been fantastic as well. Amen Thompson, who the Thompson brothers are so much fun to watch, man. But yes, the bottom of the plane, I think, will be a long, drawn-out process. Should be fun. I will note, based on the Warriors stuff, yesterday. I don't know how much of the Draymond situation you saw.
I saw Curry was apparently crying. He should have been in Draymond's basement with Steve Kerr if he's going to start crying.
I mean, look, I think they're reaching a tipping point with Dre, is the bottom line.
That should have been like, that tipping point should have been way, way many tipping points behind us. You know,
I feel sure, like, but I think the difference is the juice isn't worth the squeeze anymore. This is a team that's literally going to cost Joe like a $400 million. And they may not make the playoffs, which is stunning. I'll give you a high level overview. I don't think any of the teams in the play-in in the West or the East really will make a major impact. There is an interesting kind of debate between 4 through 8 in the West, with the Clippers being at 5.5 back. The Pelicans, even with Brandon Ingram out, are now a game back of the 4 seed. That's pretty compelling. I love what Luke has done lately for the Mavs. The Suns are the most confusing team in the NBA. They just beat Denver last night. I don't really know what to feel about the Kings. The Kings are – they've regressed from last year for a wide variety of reasons, but I don't really trust them, relatively speaking. As far as the East goes, look, this is Boston to lose. I think they are going to torch the East in the playoffs. It won't be close. Like, personally, I think the Bucks are frauds. And the Knicks, oh, what? We're gonna think it Julius Randle on a playoff series is going to matter? A guy who's never had any playoff success at all. Look, I love Jalen Brunson. DDV, fantastic as a, sharpshooter. Josh Hart, super utility guy, fantastic. But to beat the Celtics? Nah, not happening. The team I'm actually most worried about is Magic. I think they have the size and length to cause problems for the Celtics. The upside is, given where the seedings break out, Celtics are likely to avoid them. And I'm not worried about the Heat. Sorry, Stan. I don't know if you're in the chat. I'm not worried about them. Like, whatever black magic trickery they got to pull to get a rabbit out of their hat again, it ain't happening. And the only, I think, thought that people should have think about is the 76ers with Embiid, if he comes back healthy as a 7 or 8 seed, okay, Black History. Okay, buddy. You realize that the Heat are like legitimately not that great of a defensive team right now. Jimmy's been in and out of the lineup, like they're just not good enough. But the 76ers, if Embiid gets healthy, they could be interesting if they end up with the 7th seed. Because we could see a Bucks 76ers first round with Embiid healthy.
That would be great.
That'd be crazy. I'm excited for the playoffs, relatively speaking. But I know you have a hard out today. So let me know where you want to go. I'm good with it.
No, that's great. I guess finally, Mike, give us your finals prediction.
Celtics Nuggets. Celtics and 6.
You got the same as me. I got Celtics Nuggets, probably Celtics and 7. All right, cool. What should we do next? We do have that Kelly Oubre to give away, so why don't we do that? here's what you got to put in the chat. Bike safety. One word, bike safety, and that can win you the Kelly Oubre Jr. So throw in the chat bike safety, and you can win a Kelly Oubre Jr.
I'm actually checking Floaty to see if there are any Kelly Oubre, or not Kelly Oubre, Jalen Green's available, cheaper than the market.
You mean like a common?
No, rare.
Okay. All right, so we'll give a couple minutes to see the bike safeties come in for this Kelly Oubre rare. And you could win a Kelly Oubre Jr. rare. Let's see, what else is there to discuss? Samuel Bankman-Fried got 25 years today. There he is. There he is, Samuel SBF 25 years in prison starting today. Let's see how many of those he actually serves. But I thought that was kind of interesting news.
Oh, he's serving. It wouldn't shock me if they did that thing concurrently.
So what do you think? How many years?
I think he'll do the majority of the 25.
All right. I hope so. I think if you are a scamming piece of garbage, you deserve it. You should serve your time. Let's see. What else do we have here? We have a pack.
We good, Tandy?
You're going to for the wins. Game number. That is currently open. There's a 50% chance to hit a second rare. It's a $55 pack. And yeah, it looks pretty good at first glance. I'm sure if you hit one of these, you will be able to resell it for more if you want to be a dirty rent seeker. And why not? I think you are eligible to order four of these without any Top Shot score requirement, and there's 5,000 packs for sale. So I'm sure that's going to go over, but I'm looking right now at the pack page. And
the only reason to do that is potentially get a video game numbers. Those other two are.
No, you don't like the other two?
Not worth nearly enough. So you have what percentage chance of getting two?
A 50% chance at a second rare. So there are some rares. Name alone are not going to be worth a whole lot, like Paul Reed, John Collins, Kuzma, Dinwiddie. Yeah, those are probably not going to be worth too much. Just love them, love those players. A Paolo rare though is always going to be worth something. That's a for the win. A Zion rare is always going to be worth something. And the most affordable Sabonis rares, like. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And how many are here? 4, 8, 12. What a third and pretty darn good. Otherwise, if you can hit two of them, that's also pretty good.
So, Danny, you're going to be going in now, buddy.
Yeah, I can see my connection is unstable. Whoops. All right, well, let's safety. We only got 22 of you in the bike safety draw, 23. We will draw this in a second. And I am on the AOL dial-up. I am stealing internet from my neighbor. Yeah, I'm on the right network. I don't know why it's so bad. Anyway. Can you hear me now, Mike, or am I glitching?
I can hear you now. You're fine.
Okay.
I think NBA Top Shot was actually putting a virus in your computer, which is clearly the issue.
Anyway. Yeah, I think so too. Once I said that, you know, only 33% of those are going to be something you really want, my internet basically started dropping. All right. Mm-hmm. So we got 23. Whoa, that just went up 2 in the matter of seconds.
Chicken frig.
Chicken Finger and Magic Jordan. You see, Magic Jordan, there's a lot of other people who are watching this on Twitter. That's what gets these numbers juiced all of a sudden. I feel like my show is blowing up. It's because of Twitter. So thank you, Twitter, for making me feel lovely. But if you're watching this on Twitter, you can get in. As long as you are able to comment on the stream, you can get in. So Chicken Finger, Magic Jordan on Twitter. What's that, Mike?
Chicken frig.
I can call him Chicken Finger if I want to, sir.
Okay.
All right, let's see. Who's going to win? The Kelly Oubre Jr. Rare. Let's run it. Here we go. Who's going to win it?
I hope I win. This would be very funny.
Who could it be? Black History. Congratulations, Black History. 365 has won the Kelly Oubre Jr. So Black History... Please let me know what your username is, and I will send you your Kelly Oubre Jr. rare, which could be quite useful in the upcoming weeks on Fast Break. So let me know, sir, what your username is, and I will send it to you, even if you're a Heat fan. Even if you think the Heat are going to beat the Celtics, I am still going to send you this moment. All right? All right, cool. Well, that is about it, Mike. I don't have anything else. What other shows are you doing tonight, Mike? You are streaming the Celtics, right?
Yeah, we're doing Celtics Hawks over on Playback, playback.tv/teamhold. I'll put a link in the chat. Give me a second. There we go. Grab that here. I'll grab that in. Hopefully, this will pop. Oh, they won't let me post it.
Well, go find him on Twitter.
Yeah, you can go find me on Twitter. I'm posting some advertising for our Playback tonight. We'll be giving away some NBA Top Shot moments, as we always do. I might even buy a rare tonight. We'll see. Depends on my mood. But it should be fun. You know, Celtics coming off an embarrassing 30-point. Well, they blew a 30-point lead.
Yeah.
And the Hawks ended up winning late. Which, by the way, the DeAndre Hunter 3, I'm going to leave on this. That DeAndre Hunter 3 was the most bullshit 3. Like, why are you taking a 3 with 9 seconds left after you got the rebound? Like, what are you doing? There's no reason to do that.
Because you're the Hawks. That's why.
The Hawks. Ka-ka! Shout out to Skeets. Anyway, and on that note, go watch it on Playback. Have a good time. Seriously.
All right, great. Later, guys. All right. Well, there goes Weisberg. We'll let him go. And yeah, thank you all for watching. Appreciate you taking the time with me today. Hope you all have a great weekend. Enjoy Good Friday. Enjoy Easter Sunday if you celebrate. And we will talk again next week. Have a nice weekend. All right. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye. Static selector.